Glory to Jesus Christ. When we read holy teachers of spiritual life, when we open their manuals, how to live spiritual life, we can be surprised that immediately somewhere on the first pages of their work, only in first chapter, we can find an order, radical order. If you want to start spiritual life, it means life with God, life which leads to heaven, to salvation, you must keep commandments. And usually they use so radical way how to tell us this, that we can feel some not comfortable, because if we start to we want to study this art of spiritual life, we think that immediately they would give us a special advices, something what would push us up immediately. But they start with keeping commandments. Keeping commandments is so common thing. We know that. But they insist. And to understand why they are doing that, I'm going to use two advices or wisdom from Saint Marek Ascetic. He says that we can find Christ only when we keep commandments. We can find Christ only when we keep commandments. What does he mean through this? Many times we somehow are confused, and sometimes we are satisfied with thought that we know Christ. We might know him from book. We might know his words. He might know a lot of theology. He might know a lot of things about him. But what Saint Mark Ascetic says, that if you know, want to know him, you have to keep commandments. Because we can know about him, and it doesn't push us to this really hard work to conquer all our passions, to keep his word. But if we want to try to know him, as Mark says, it's something different. This is desire to be with him in deep unity. And we know that biblical language, and Mark is using this biblical language, understand under know him, something what is very deep and intimate. We can read in Genesis that Adam knew Eve. Biblical language uses this word for expressing of the intimacy between man and woman. And Mark says, if you want to enter to this intimacy with Christ, to this deep relationship, it's impossible without keeping commandments. If you don't do this, you are out of this intimacy, of this relationship. You don't keep commandments, you know about Christ, but your spiritual life is dead. Not giving you what you expect, and for sure not giving you eternal life. This is why they stress somewhere in the beginning of their teaching, the spiritual, Holy teacher of spiritual life, that it is important to make order in our life, to make this very serious decision. Yes, I want to know Christ in this correct way. I want to enter to this relationship with Him because I want to spend whole eternity with Him. And these teachers teach us that it is through keeping commandments. And we can say, well, those saints, they say something, you know, so, well, why to listen to them? We should listen to them because they just say the same thing what Christ Himself said. He said, if you want to be my friends, keep commandments. Other place, if you love me, you keep commandments. And he said that those who will keep his commandments, those will be loved by God, and he and his Father will come and will dwell in those people. He just says, these holy fathers, they say what Christ told us. And we should not have some kind like this false thought which is given through so many false teachers in this time, that there is another way how to get to Christ. There is no other way. If you want to start this journey towards heaven, it is only through keeping commandments. Because if I don't keep commandments according to Christ's words, I am not his friend. I don't love him. And God's love is not upon me. I can say whatever I want, but this is the spiritual law given by God. And my thinking will not change it. My opinion will not change it. This is how God established this law, and it is good law. And we can say, well, this is difficult. Because when we somehow find out our weaknesses, or when we recall our passion, I say, it's so difficult to keep that. It's difficult to keep in this society when we need to make compromises. But God didn't say that it will be easy. He said, take every day your cross, and this keeping commandments. Saint Mark Ascetic, he understands these are questions, there's a worry, and he says, if you suffer for the truth, or you should accept suffering for the truth, you should take your cross. And he continues that if you refuse this small suffering, you must be ready for big one. What he tries to tell us is this experience of all the saints, all these ascetics, those people who reach holiness, they found out through their experience that, well, if I refuse this difficulty, this pain which is connected with keeping commandments, it doesn't mean that I will have easy life. Sin comes with this mask of pleasure, and sin offers this moment of pleasure which is so attractive for us. But after that, big suffering is coming. it's always more difficult to follow this path. So many people who return back to Christ after 20, 30 years, maybe when they left church, they left Christ, and then when they were in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they return back, and they try to start again. They say, if I would be obedient to Christ's words, to commandments, I would avoid so many problems in my life. And we can confirm this in our life because we can find many, many moments when we made mistakes, when we follow this false calling of our passions or our sins, temptations, and we thought it is easier way. So we said no to God's will. And it was probably good for us, it was pleasant for us. We enjoyed it, maybe for weeks, maybe for a year. But for sure then, situation came which we realized that this sin caused us so many problems, which are so difficult to bear. And we come to the same conclusion that, well, if I would be wiser and to be more obedient to Christ, I would avoid all these problems, plus more blessings would come from heaven. So Saint Mark is correct when he says that if we refuse to follow and to accept this small suffering connected with keeping commandments, then we have to expect bigger suffering, more pain. But he doesn't think only about this, our life. He's talking about our eternity too. Because what is the result if we don't keep commandments? We don't have Christ alone. We don't know Christ. It means that we don't have this deep relationship with Him. And if moment of death finds us in this state, and we even don't know how to repent in this last moment of grace God gives us, so we enter to eternity without this connection with Christ. And then we will see truth, and it will be too late. And this will be source of permanent, eternal suffering. Today, in Gospel, God gives us another explanation what He means under commandments, because we have to be wise. Holy Fathers, they say that commandments, it would be very false to think if we think only about those 10 commandments given by Moses. They tell us the whole Gospel is the commandment of Christ. Each His word is commandment, His order, His instruction how to live. And in this way we should read the Gospel from the beginning, like first commandment. If we start to read, for example, Mark, and we come when to the moment when Christ comes, starts His public ministry, what we can hear? He says, repent, because kingdom's at hand. And we say, well, nice words, but it is not only words. This is His commandment. He ordered us, repent. And the same, if we go through gospel, we can find many commandments. And today we read story from gospel in which he gives us commandment. Forgive. Forgive, forgive. Or be merciful, do be merciful as your Father is merciful. And this is something what we heard, this is not his wish. This is not his suggestion. He said, if you want to follow me, do this. Then you enter into relationship with me, with my Father. And we say, oh Lord, do you know how difficult it is to forgive? Yes, it is difficult because we have to conquer our pride, conquer our just feeling of this desire for justice. It is difficult. But this difficulty is this, the cross we are supposed to take. This difficulty, this suffering is this small suffering we should accept, because if not, we have to be ready for bigger and worse and more painful suffering. Maybe not to forgive gives us some kind of pleasure, satisfaction, feeling of justice. But this is the mask of sin. And then follow this big suffering. So God teaches us how to know him, how to start this relationship with him. The beginning of spiritual life, life with God, is this decision to keep his commandments. And we can take today's command: forgive, be merciful. And we can start to practice this now, today, and with joy receive this small suffering, because we will know that through this we are avoiding bigger problems and really huge suffering in eternity. Amen.